June 7th. Sharp sat down and wrote Butterfield a 4-page memo summarizing the intelligence he had on what the Confederates were doing at Culpeper. He estimated that Stuart's cavalry force there and at nearby Brandy Station totaled 12,900 horsemen, but cautioned that the number might be as high as 15,000. That was an overestimate. But Sharp's report had an even bigger error. From all the evidence McEntee had provided, the 12,900 to 15,000 Stuart had gathered there suggested that they are on the eve of making the most important expedition ever attempted in this country, the spy chief wrote Butterfield. And when Stuart departed for his raid, there are strong indications that the enemy's entire infantry will fall back upon Richmond and thence reinforce their armies in the west. Sharp had been duped by Lee's disinformation campaign. The rebel army was not falling back to Richmond. As Sharp was finishing his report, all three of Ewell's divisions and two of Longstreet's divisions, more than 37,000 men total, had arrived at Culpeper. Lee had successfully screened their movement. Three of McEntee's spies reported the next day that rebel infantry at Fredericksburg had changed camps for sanitary reasons. The infantrymen had moved, but not for the sake of hygiene. All that was left at Fredericksburg was Hill's corps of 22,000 successfully keeping Hooker's 78,000 distracted and in place.